Good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here, wishing you all a happy mother effing hump day. Happy mother effing Wednesday. And since we have to get back into the rigmarole of things, we're going to jump right into it. So, of course, if you didn't already know, it's time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh, so beneficial daily dose. Positives, negatives, indifference, success, failure. The majority of us want the former of the two. We all want to experience positives in life. We all want to succeed. We all want to win. It's because it feels good. It's one thing that we consistently want over and over and over again because it's easier to deal with those things. But the definitive necessity is the fact that we actually need the failures. We have to experience negatives. We have to experience loss. Most people aren't molded by success. If we won all the time, we wouldn't learn anything. We wouldn't get to a point where we got a chance to discover ourselves or what we could endure, what we could take, so on and so forth. It is imperative that we experience negatives in life because it's when we find out who we truly are. We can get to our lowest lows and see exactly what it is that we're made of. We can see exactly what it is that we're willing to do to get out of a certain situation that is not endearing to any one of us. If you succeeded all the time, you would never be tested. You would never be in a position where you would experience trials or tribulations. You would never have to go against the grain. You would never be stuck in between a rock and a hard place. You'd never be pressed against pressure. There would be no pain, no gain for you. It wouldn't be a situation where you had to pull yourself out of the trenches of a situation only to be able to get out of there and look back and see where you came, to see how far you've come through certain situations. If all you did was succeed, it would be you living life on easy mode. And you would never know what it's like to endure. You would never have those mental, emotional, and spiritual calluses within yourself to understand that you can handle X, Y, Z. You would never know what you can handle because you would have never been tested. This is why a lot of people who go through tons of hardships in life seem to have the most success. This is why a lot of people who grow up in a posh lifestyle don't really understand what it's like to work for something, why they lack certain values within life. This is why a lot of people who have grown up in poverty-stricken areas tend to understand the value of certain things. It's why they're able to get through a situation that would seem almost impossible. It's because they're used to it. It's because they've lived through it. Yeah, it may not be a walk in the park or cake way to go for them, but at the end of the day, they understand that they don't want to be in one position because they've been there before. So they do the best they can to make sure that they don't have to go through that. Rather than having everything thrown at them and expecting the world to continue to grant them such things. There is no expectation when you deal with failure and negatives. There's a will, there's a way. And that's the mentality that that most people on that side of the spectrum live on. They understand that there's a possibility and that's all they need. There is no expectations. I'm going to do what I can because I know that it's attainable. So I'm going to do what I can to make sure that it can happen. And if it doesn't, then I'm going to try something else. Resiliency. Take that into consideration. So moving forward, if you find yourself in a position where you feel like nothing is going your way, where you feel like there is no imminent success in the immediate future, if you feel like you are bound to lose over and over again, appreciate that feeling. Take account and take inventory to where you're at that moment and relay that feeling entirely. And then pick yourself up and get to a position where success is a possibility. Put yourself in a position where you understand that other things are attainable. But never forget the feeling of failure. Never forget a negative feeling, because that's what's going to mold you into the person that you should become. So with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love. And until next time, salud.